Kevin Stickelman is the new Chief Operating Officer of the National Ability Center and started just a few weeks ago.
I started 2.5 weeks ago, and it's been drinking from a garden hose ever since. You know, there's a lot of moving pieces at the NAC, and but it's been great. The people, the staff, the volunteers, the participants have all just been incredible, incredible individuals to work with so far.
You said he's been in Park City before and is glad to get back.
Most recently was general manager at Lee Canyon Ski Area outside of Las Vegas, Nevada. Spent some time here in Park City. My wife and I did late 90s through 2004 working at Park City Mountain Resort, and have always tried to find a way back to town, and it's great to be here this morning. You know, I had some time at a place called Philmont Scout Ranch in New Mexico for a number of years. Actually met my wife there in New Mexico, and have really spent my career in the outdoor industry. Served on the board of directors for Oregon Adaptive Sports while I was in Oregon, and that was a great opportunity to get to understand the adaptive community and some of what comes with this type of role in an organization. I'm an amputee myself, and so this is also a pretty good fit from a cultural standpoint, in a way, really, for me to give back to that community.
He said being an amputee himself gives him a perspective on the people who come to the NAC.
You know, people come to the NAC with all sorts of disabilities, physical, cognitive, post-traumatic stress. And looking at it through a set of eyes like I have, where I've seen some of the challenges that I've, experienced growing up and throughout my life with skiing or hiking or, water skiing, any of those activities that I've done, there are some hurdles to overcome. And I think coming in and understanding the mindset of the participants is really unique for me, and one of the skill sets I bring to this job.
Stickelman said as an individual, he certainly had times when he asked himself how he would respond to challenges.
You know, I have to credit my parents to some of that. I had two younger brothers, and they just sent us loose, and we ran through, grew up in a place in eastern Kansas where we were close to the family farm, and so it was easy to get out into the outdoors and do things. And I was never going to let my younger brothers beat me. So, that mindset definitely helped. But, even skiing, I learned to ski at a little ski area in northwestern Missouri, and, had the help of an adaptive instructor team that was there. And, they really helped me overcome those hurdles mentally where, yeah, you can do this. It might be a little bit different. And, the first time I rode a chairlift, my leg fell off. And so that was one of those things. It's just part of the process and something that has been positive for me my whole life.
He said the National Ability Center created the new job of COO to deal with growth.
We're busting at the seams, both from a participant standpoint, a staffing standpoint, and it's a role that I've stepped into to really oversee the business operations, the facilities, the future expansion of the area, and then also, my responsibilities include coordinating volunteers, working with registration, and then also assisting the program staff in whatever their needs might be from a equipment standpoint and, securing the resources so that those programs can move forward successfully.
Kevin Stickelman, who added that NAC Director Yale Loveland will be focusing on strategy, partnerships, and fundraising. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.